Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Who's in charge at number 10? This is my column of 18th of October for the New Conservative. I'm about to leave the UK for 2 weeks, and I will be astonished if Liz has not been trussed up like a turkey and hurled out the front door of 10 Downing Street by the time I return. Then it's over either to Jeremy Hunt or Rishi Sunak to finish the job, administering the coup de grace to British industry, the economy, and any degree of self-respect we have left as citizens of a failing state. Watching the current Prime Minister Liz Truss in the House of Commons sitting next to the current Chancellor, who never blinks, while he systematically dismantles the financial statement she had requested of Kwasi Kwarteng, was excruciating. She had the same look on her face as I had at school when the teacher tried to explain trigonometry. She could tell he was speaking in English, but seemed not to understand what he was saying. I wonder if she even realised that this was being beamed across the world. The Spectator summed up our current situation beautifully last week with a cartoon which showed the BBC issuing a warning to foreign viewers that they may find the next item hilarious, and that was prior to the sacking of her first Chancellor. Liz Truss has always had a slight rabbit-caught-in-the-headlights look to her. She still has that look, except that she no longer looks as if she'd get out of the way of the oncoming vehicle. She traipses in and out of Downing Street between meetings and on and off stages, looking like someone who's been dosed with Rohypnol. It's a truly pitiful sight. Now, in terms of economic policy, we're back where we started. The markets seem to have regained confidence, and the pound is now worth 3 zlotys instead of 2. I've never studied economics, but I do have the lived experience of suffering under all manner of attempts to balance the books in our country. It strikes me, from my non-expert perspective, that it matters not what we do with taxes and interest rates, as long as we remain wedded to pouring money into the bottomless pit that is the NHS, financing war that may well end up with a nuclear strike on London, stuffing our children's heads full of nonsense that passes for education these days, and incentivising indolence, we will still be on the hamster wheel of tax and spend ad infinitum. And we must not forget the pandemic, which saw us pay people to do nothing, fill MOD warehouses full of Chinese ventilators that are still there, build Nightingale hospitals that were never used, and purchase container loads of face masks that everyone knows don't work. We also rolled out a hugely expensive programme of vaccines that nobody needed, did not work anyway, and are now leaving many people wishing that they only had COVID to contend with instead of debilitating side effects, assuming they're not already dead. Thank God at least we had a Conservative government, I hear some people say, and you can imagine what it would have been like under Labour. My advice to them is just to hold that thought. We're about to find out.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.